We're going to get started tonight. Brother Tom Mack and Brother Tom Beard, welcome back. And y'all want to open us up in prayer?
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening that we can be together. And we ask, Father, that you guide our thoughts and our words, that you put your words in our mouths and prepare us for the times ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I say amen to that. Gentlemen, the mic is yours. Welcome back.
Well, you know, over the weekend, and I guess part of last week, I was thinking about you did a broadcast where, again, you started to support some of the things President Trump was doing. But I could sense a little bit of wavering. And I started to ask myself, you know, we have a way of finding out what is going on with these people. It's called the Bible codes. I put plenty of codes on President Trump into my website. And finally, the time has come where I decided we need to see, is President Trump connected with ancient evil? Because if he is, we can't be supporting him. But if he isn't, we can. So I started running codes. And I put the results of those codes on my website. If you just go to the main website, the top click on the Bible code studies is the ancient evil Donald Trump connection. And that's a little bit clickbaitish because there isn't one. I tried for several hours to come up with one and I couldn't. But what I did come up with was a one where ancient evil and Trump is one block away. Not a connection, but it's close. Now, Dr. Elihu Ripps, one of the original Bible code people, said you can assess some kind of significance to near misses as opposed to anything else. So I took a one-step miss and decided, let's see what we can get from it. So I started saying, well, what are the two things that could connect President Trump to ancient evil? And the first one that came to my mind was a demon. That some kind of demon could be influencing that administration so much that we're seeing some of the things that we're not liking because this demon is influencing this administration. And sure enough, the word Shadim connected ancient evil with Trump. I'm going, uh-oh. That's not good. Well, and I couldn't resist it, so I put Kushner in there. And would you believe it? Kushner shares a letter with ancient evil. I'd never had that happen before. Suddenly, I realize he's got literally a devil connected to his administration. But Kushner, he did the COVID-19 task force. He's also been the Middle East guy, but that's been sort of a flop because he found out these people are very, very set in their ways. They've been like that for thousands of years, and some 35-year-old kid isn't going to change that. And he learned the hard way that they're just not going to get that Middle Eastern peace agreement so easily. Not when all these other people have failed. Even people like Kissinger failed. Reagan failed. Carter failed. The Bushes failed. Clinton failed. What makes you think that Kushner's going to be any better? Well, he had to have something else to do, and COVID-19 became that thing. And so I put this, it's interesting, but so far it's only four words. Hardly a good Bible code at this point. But we're going to find out there's a whole lot more there. And so as I do, I look for clues and what's happening in the news. And sure enough, the biggest one that happened was a few days ago. They had some riots in Washington, and some of the rioters set fire to an Episcopal church nearby the White House. And of course, they put the fire out, and there wasn't much damage. But the next day, in a show of solidarity, President Trump actually walked to that church to visit. Took himself a Revised Standard Version Bible with him. And you've heard Al Cuppet talk about that. And about he's carrying the wrong Bible. But at least he's carrying something. And I will give him credit for that. So, but I looked at that and I'm saying, you know, there's a element of false religion there. And the number one being that promotes false religion more than anything else is the demon Lilith, which is mentioned in Isaiah, except they translated it screech owl, probably for a good reason. Well, I laid Lilith in this code, and it tied to the demon that's influencing the White House. So is Lilith running the show? Well, turns out Lilith is not the only one running this show at the White House. I found another one. Not a guy I like to see. His name is Ashima. We know him as Pan, as in Peter Pan. Or maybe the way we best know him is we best know him as the Joker in the Batman and in DC Comics. He's the ultimate bad guy. He's somebody you can't trust any further than you can throw him, which isn't very far if you're me. So now we have a few things to go with. And when I see Lilith, I see false religion. And what are we seeing, especially with a lot of Donald Trump's religious advisors? You know, he supposedly has all these religious people that are supposed to give him advice. And who are they connecting up with these days? They're connecting up with the Pope, and I put a big picture. There's old Kenneth Copeland standing right next to the Pope. He's collected over $1 billion in revenue. But I got a feeling it isn't coming in as good as it once did. And so I found that interesting. Except that it's only part of the story. Lilith is one element. Ashima, or the Joker, is another. And from what I can see, because the Joker has one letter in common with the Shadim that's in the White House, we have to pretty much come to the conclusion that it's the Joker that's running this guy. And he has a tendency to play tricks every chance he can get. And what's the biggest trick he played? He got two doctors, Fauci and Birx, to go into President Trump with a very, very bad report on how COVID-19 was going to kill millions if we didn't shut down the economy. And it makes me scratch my head that he didn't ask a few more questions, because the projections they took in were some done by a guy named Neil Ferguson. And if you look at Neil Ferguson's history, he said 20 million would die of the bird flu. And almost every other time, he's projected a flu epidemic of some sort. He has so badly overstated the projections that they shouldn't have paid much attention to him. But
that sounds just like the Joker right there.
Yeah. So what do we have? We have these two doctors going in there, bringing this study, and the guy's from the Imperial College of London. It isn't some slouch place. And it's the MRC Center for Global Infectious Disease, one of the leading places in the country for that kind of thing. But unfortunately, I don't think statistics is one of those things they did well.
Obviously not, Tom. He got that way off.
And so they take this report in, they show this very dismal situation. Guess what? President Trump buys into it, hook, line, and sinker. And of course, now we've trashed the economy. Millions of people are out of work. And we're in a mess. And who's laughing up a storm in his hellish location, as I said it on my website? The Joker. Mm-hmm. He's having a high old time.
You remember also at the same time that this was going on, that was the time frame in the right near the Ides of March. It's a significant date. But it was the day before the Ides of March. Well, actually, if you go on the international dateline, it probably was on the Ides of March. But nevertheless, on the briefing of the 14th of March in the evening was the first time that President Trump's symbols of being the president during a briefing were removed, both his seal and his flag. Those are significant. All the protocols, and as a military individual, I was drilled into that protocol thing for special features, especially with the president. He has his own seal, and he has his own flag. And when he is up in public, both shall be displayed. They were not, and they haven't been.
Haven't been to this day. So makes you wonder, and nobody's explained it.
No, and another ominous thing, if I may interject this, Tom, the Pope Francis, about, I think, within 36 hours of...
Right at the same time.
Yeah. Renounced all of his titles. Well, you can say, so what? Well, one of his titles is Vicar of Christ, which means the earthly representation of Christ himself. Now, we've known that Pope Francis is not a believer. And at the same time that this is happening, he's renounced, he renounced that worldwide. He no longer is any of those things. We also know through various prophecies, one of them is St. Malachi, that I actually had a book on that at one time. I don't know where it is now. But, I think it got caught up in my house fire several years ago. Nevertheless, that particular individual lived right around the 1200s AD. And he was given, by the Holy Spirit of God, was given a prophetic revelation of each from his date of being alive on the earth, from his time frame forward, every pope and either the pope's coat of arms, or it was some significant action that the pope was going to do, but in every case of every pope and every anti-pope as well, up to the last pope. And the last pope is Saint Francis. And every one of those details has been accurate all the way through.
It's been very surprising. I've read a lot of stuff from Saint Malachi because Olaf took quite a bit of interest in it. And so I read a lot of things by it.
Yes.
And so what we've done, we've looked at this sudden change in how our world leadership acts.
Yes.
And it's almost like we don't have leadership right now. Everybody's doing what's right in their own eyes.
Exactly. Gentlemen, let me insert something here. The Lord began to speak to me a few days ago. And I did a whole two-hour program on this. I'm not going to repeat it. But put yourself in the shoes of President Trump for a moment. Let's say it was you or I who was elected. You go in there. I, for one, would not have known that the root of wickedness is as deep as it's being exposed to be now. For example, I had no idea who Fauci was. Now I do. And had he not been exposed, then I would not have known anything about Dr. Judy Makovitz and the true story that's coming out through her. I had no idea that the deep state was as wicked as it's being revealed to be now. Every office is compromised, from the FBI. Of course, you know, the CIA had a lot of bad apples over there. State Department is wicked. They've been working for the UN. But just about everybody around President Trump is compromised. All the media is already bought and paid for. I would not have known that there is hardly anybody left that can be trusted. And I would have probably did what he did. You know, he's a delegator. You got some advisors, and they give you some names. You would hope that they had vetted them. And I will tell you, he's got some bad advisors, because just about everybody who's recommended has turned out to be wicked to the core. Look at all the people that he's had to fire. The generals, you know, that are not heroes like Mattis. They're zeros. Look at all these guys, Brennan. We could go down the list. His advisors, CIA appointees. Everybody around him is being exposed for who they are. I would not have known it, and I would have probably made similar mistakes as him. How is he going to know it? If you and I don't know it, why should we expect him to know who all the bad apples are? But sadly, they're being revealed, and they've taken an incredible toll, not only on him, but on all of us. I did not know the compromise ran as deep as it is. And, you know, I think, and in spite of all of it, God can still salvage this situation, because just about everybody he's been recommended to take and put on his counsel has betrayed him. All the way back to who was the dude from Alabama? who recused himself started way back then. You know, a couple years ago, the Attorney General.
Attorney General.
I will not deny that people at the highest levels are betraying Trump and are being exposed for who they really are, including his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. I will not deny that Jared Kushner is someone who can be trusted. I still maintain this guy is operating with an Antichrist spirit. But in spite of all that, I can't hold President Trump culpable for that. You know, he makes some bad choices on who he's going to appoint, but maybe there's not anyone that he can trust. What would you and I do?
Well, let's keep working in the code. We may find out.
Right. The other thing, too, to bring up is it's not President Trump. President Trump is only the symbol. You and I are who they are against.
Yes.
Don't ever forget that.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We are the objective. They want to take all of us out. They'd like to see us dead. Literally. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
I want to wrap up one thing. I agree with you. We are the enemy, the Christian, the church, the patriots. And other thing I want to say is I'm getting a real education on how wicked the power base is there. There's not anybody that I know that Trump could trust. He might have to pull back in some of the guys from the old days. Okay, like the guy who ran Delta Force, the general. He's a Christian now. And some of these other guys from the old days, because the current crew, they're all compromised, and we're seeing it time after time being revealed. I want to say one more thing. It's also being revealed, Major Tom and Professor Tom, that many in the church are compromised too, to the point that 13 churches were out there not calling for prayer when they held a big meeting, but they're rioting along with Nike and the rest. They want to throw President Trump out so the communists can get in here. I know the true story. The communists want to take over. And we've got to rally. Yeah. If we don't, it's all lost. I got people texting me saying, you know, we got to be considerate of the African-American community, how they feel. I am. My grandson's black. But it's not POTUS's fault that George Floyd's dead. How does that give anyone the right to burn down America because one man died? We prosecute the police officer. No, this is a continued coup to put us all under the globalist thumb. I'm not going to put that blame on President Trump. If we revile him, then we get exactly what we deserve. Really? People want Biden to get in? He sold us out to China. They want Bernie to get in? He's a communist. They want that homosexual from South Bend, the mayor, to get in? We're cutting our own throats if we abandon ship on Trump right now. We should expose Jared. We should expose every other wicked person out there. But I don't buy that Trump is in on it. Let me give it back to you.
Okay, let's go to the next step. And this may answer some things for you. I continue to work on this code. In fact, by the time I'm done, it's about 45, 50 words it's going to be. That's a huge code. Well, the first thing I started doing, I ran USA, and it went right through the middle of ancient evil, touched on three letters. That suddenly took me back and reminded me of a code I did back in 2000, when I discovered that back in 1947 at Roswell, President Truman, from what we can see, signed an agreement with ancient evil at that time, selling out the United States of America and turning it effectively into Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And I told that back on a radio show back then. And boy, did I get backlash from that. How can you say that our country's been that wicked? Well, it has been. And since 1947, first two things we did, we passed the National Security Act of 1947, establishing the Central Intelligence Agency. and then to further allow them to do covert activities, we passed the Central Intelligence Agency Act of 1949.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part about it is, I don't think President Trump knew anything about this deal until he got in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling he had a fit. He had a fit when he found out about this. And I wouldn't blame him in a bit. I would not blame the man a bit when he found out what Harry Truman did to us in 1947. And the first thing that it got him was he suddenly won an election when everybody thought Dewey was going to win. In fact, the Chicago Tribune put their paper to bed that night saying Dewey defeats Truman. And from every projection, every study they did, Dewey was supposed to win, but Truman did. That was considered a, quote, upset victory. I wonder just how much of an upset victory it really was. Maybe. Maybe he made a deal, and part of that deal was for him personally. It gave him 4 more years. How much different would this country have been if John Dewey had been elected president in 48?
Yeah.
And so suddenly our country's on a different track. And for 40 years, suddenly the United States, one, starts getting alien technology straight from the demons. Everything from the copier toner that we use to print these days. I have a laser printer over here. It uses copier toner. That we extracted from the aliens at Roswell. Magnetic tape. We extracted from the aliens at Roswell.
It's interesting, too, because that ties right in with Project Paperclip and the fact that when we defeated Germany, we only defeated the army. We did not defeat Nazism.
You're right.
That's right.
And we brought them all over here, and they went right into the CIA, most of them into the CIA, one of them into NASA.
That's right.
And they were the ones doing the occult practices that had contact with these aliens, who are demonic entities.
Major Tom,
with a thousand, yes.
You were speaking the truth, you and Professor Tom. The agenda that was launched way back then is in full swing, folks. Acts of the Fourth Reich. I just saw a picture. I want to throw this out at you. Major Tom, you served our country in NAM. You worked with the Special Forces, and you would have even advisors assigned to you that may be like Vietnamese, and y'all were going against the Viet Cong, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I was actually, I had about 200, anywhere from 200 to 5,000.
Now,
depending on what we were doing, yeah.
These are armed men, and they're supposed to be your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're laying there in your hooch, and you wake up, and you're surrounded by all these people. And it turns out that they're turncoats. They're supposed to be helping you pursue the enemy, but now they've come for you, and the mask has been ripped off, and they're actually Viet Cong.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a terrible sight. I see a picture right now as though you're in a room, the lights have been turned on, and we're surrounded by devils. President Trump is surrounded on all sides by devils. Their masks are coming off. I had no idea that all these different groups were vying for power with their own agendas, from the globalists to the communists to the Satanists. Everywhere you look, the enemy is there. You're sleeping, you wake up, and you got guys standing around your bed with their guns pointed at your head. That's kind of a picture of POTUS in my mind right now. It's supposed to be people you can trust, but they're not.
Well, here's the thing. Now, let's take it a step
back
further.
To you.
You go look at the history. 40 years out from this agreement, is 1987. What happened in October? I was going to graduate school at the time, and we stopped for an entire day because we couldn't believe what we were seeing. The stock market was going down, down, down. Usually goes up and down and up and down. That day, it went down. There was a credit crunch. Suddenly, the money was cut off. And for about a year and a half, 2 years, we were in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Until suddenly George H.W. Bush came into office. And then suddenly everything went back on an even keel. What I realized when I saw this history, President Reagan had refused to sign the contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
And the man, there's a lot of things, yeah, about President Reagan we get concerned about. But I believe the man had morals, and he was not going to sign that thing. And I remember how quickly they pushed him out of office in 1989. And the second he got out of office, former CIA director and CIA agent George H.W. Bush signed the next extension.
That's right, and he was in on the assassination of JFK.
Yes, I have pictures on my website about that. A picture of George H.W. Bush holding a walkie-talkie on Elm Street. Why is he holding a walkie-talkie on Elm Street? It's because he's running the entire operation. And his reward for doing such a good job is he got to be president of the United States for 4 years. But it seems like after that, the contracts seem to come up every 10 years. And suddenly about 1998, when it came up again, Bill Clinton was forced to sign that and put up with a stock market crash in 2000. And I think that was because he was slow in signing it, that he had to pay a little bit of a penalty. 2007, suddenly the situation comes up again. We have another stock market crash. And now, what happens? Suddenly, George W. Bush is pushed out. Obama's pushed in. Contract signed. We got another 10-year break until 2017. And the interesting thing is, in the summer of 2017 is 70 years from the time Truman signed the first agreement. 70 years. And that 70 hit a nerve with me because I realized that's how long Babylon lasted after they took over Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel. 70 years the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon before they were allowed to return. Suddenly I'm saying, uh-oh. The United States is now at a point. They're at a serious point. And now the person who the contract has been put in front of is President Trump. You think that man's going to sign that thing? I guarantee you the answer is no. He's not going to sign this thing. And because of that, now all the powers that be who want this contract signed have got to find a way to get him out so they can get somebody in there so they can sign it. Doesn't matter whether it's Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. They are so desperate to get somebody in there to sign that thing. Because Trump won't do it. Biden will. And but the deal is, it's now 70-year cutoff. Are we going to get the same deal we had for the last 70? And I think the answer is no. Because the point person making this deal is Ashima. You want to make a deal with Ashima? And can you trust him to do what you think he's going to do? Mm-hmm. And I think the answer is no. We've already seen one of his little stunts. So you want to trust him to do something else? But as we did this code, you know, we've already gotten a lot from what we have. But by the time you get to the fourth page of this thing, we start to realize there are several factions that want Trump out. And suddenly I look and Antifa appears in the code. Mm-hmm. And they're not just appearing in the code, they're doing every kind of witchcraft imaginable to get him out. And they're doing enchantments, they're doing spells, they're trying to curse him. And they're talking to every familiar spirit they can
conjure up.
Conjure up, yes. And they're working their end of it. Kushner's working his. He's actually, from what I can see, he's been talking to Cain. He's been talking to Lilith. One of the few times those two entities have actually gotten along and decided to do the same thing. Lucifer's in on this deal. Osiris is in on this deal. It's a Masonic mishmash. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to do their thing.
Yes, and Tom, what that brings to mind is because Satan's timetable has been interrupted. It was supposed to be by 2017, but it didn't get done. His timetable for bringing in the beast, actually the two beasts of Revelation 13, and the false prophet that's found in Daniel, all of those three things. And as you read Revelation 13, read that in conjunction with Revelation 6, verse 2. Revelation 6, verse 2. Well, that and Revelation 13 and Daniel 11 all talk about the individual and the system that comes to power peacefully initially. And it comes to power with great deceit and craftiness. Doesn't that sound exactly like these demons here?
Especially Ashima.
Ashima. And so by doing that, and knowing also that the human entities that are involved in this, i.e. Pope Francis, he's certainly involved in it, that they are taking actions to divest themselves of their titles because those titles belong to their evil new boss that I think they're already in communication with, if not the individual actually on site on the earth, awaiting for the key elements so that he can begin his eventual reign of terror, actually. We call it the tribulation time. But that's the goal. And the goal is not only to kill the Christians, but to kill every living human being, leaving only the Nephilim and the hybrid byproducts, so that when Christ comes back, Satan can say, there's no one here to worship you. This world is all mine. Go your way. That's what his thought is. As crazy
well,
as
now,
it.
And now we're going to add a third element. We're going to have a third faction fighting in this, because we've got Antifa. And I didn't catch this until I got later into it. But I found out Antifa's been run by China. China is now the number one communist nation in the world.
Yes.
Because the Soviet Union is dead. And for some reason, Putin is not pushing it like you would have expected he would, considering he used to be a KGB agent. But they've got China working. They've got a communist financier named George Soros, who also works with the royal families. They're working this system.
That's right.
But then I started doing a little more hunting, and another faction appeared out of nowhere. Amalek. And whenever I see Amalek, that starts saying Nazis. And sure enough, Nazi appeared in there dealing with Ashima.
Wow.
And now, here's where it gets even more deadly. And this is why it's suddenly where everybody's at everybody's throats. Is because they're trying to recreate the Nephilim. And what did I realize? Because Nephilim goes right through and cuts into the middle of this code. It connects Ashima, the Nazis, Amalek, with Antifa and China. And suddenly I realized, oh my gosh, this is a Reinemann exchange. I don't know if many of you ever read the Robert Ludlum book. It's a thriller. And it was turned into a miniseries back in the late 70s. But basically what happened in the Reinemann exchange was the Germans needed diamonds in order to get their rockets to work at Peenemünde. Is that how it was pronounced?
Yep, Peenemünde.
Peenemünde. And we needed gyroscopes for our bombers. So what they proposed was an exchange. Diamonds for gyroscopes. And in the book, the deal never got done because the two people that were going to do it realized that they were going to make the world a lot worse. And it's also interesting that a Jewish group, which actually wandered into this code, actually told them, don't do it. You're going to make this world worse if you do. And so they didn't do it. But here, we're at the situation again. Both China and the Nazis have elements of Nephilim. And each side needs what the other side has, so that they can put one together and actually get it going. So now, in fact, I made a comment on there. Some people would consider it a little inappropriate, but I said it anyway. If I were China, I would be very, very concerned about dealing with the Joker. Because if the Joker has his way, he'll take what China has and not give China anything in return. Because that's what he does. So, in fact, I suggested to China that maybe they need to talk to Lex Luthor, who is Superman's number one enemy. And because Lex Luthor's the only one that ever could deal with the Joker and not get burned. Because he had power in of himself. But in any case, this is where we're at right now. Both sides want this Nephilim. But to get it, they have to give each other something. And right now, how are they going to do it? I don't know that answer yet. I'm hoping that as I do a little more code research, I will find out. And what this has become, this is such a tension to it. One, they've got to force Trump out one way or another. Because their plan was Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016. 2017, she goes in the White House. First order of business, sign that agreement with Ancient Evil and keep the deal going. Well, instead you had Donald Trump. And when you bring up this deal to him, he screams at you and says, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not selling my country out like Truman did. Don't even bring this thing in front of me again. And you noticed that the first few advisors that worked for President Trump were fired almost immediately. And I think it's because they brought this agreement in front of him and he got really, really upset.
You know, again, I cannot disagree that just about every person who has been recommended to POTUS for a position have turned out compromised. It's almost like all those politicians that were running and then they had to resign when it was found that they were hiring illegal aliens to work on their houses and they weren't reporting it on their taxes, and one of them after the next got exposed and they had to leave in disgrace. You know, I take heart in one thing, that irregardless of what the deep state has cooked up, the Sodomocrat Party, the Wicked Republicans also, they're all, most all these people are compromised. What they've cooked up to try to oust Trump has failed. Their impeachment failed. The Russian coup, Russian dossier failed. It was fake. The Mueller report failed. A Ukrainian call attack failed. They're trying to blame COVID-19 on Trump. That failed. If you broke your leg, they'll say it was Trump's fault. They've tried to pin everything on POTUS. And you know what? He is a survivor. And that's not because of anything that he's able to do, but I believe it's because God himself has allowed him to be preserved. And in the process, what is happening, really, to me, is that I didn't understand how deep the roots of wickedness went. Literally, God is pulling the cover off, you know, one individual, one agency, one after the next, and we're seeing who these people are. We're seeing what Fauci's agenda was, what the WHO's agenda was. Thank God Trump fired the World Health Organization. Thank God he pulled us out of the Paris Accord. Thank God he stood up and said it's time for the churches to reopen. And even the CDC has went on record and said, hey, you know, the numbers we were given were wrong, and we were given out were wrong. You've got less than a 0.2% chance of dying from this. It's no worse than the flu, to tell you the truth. You've got a great chance of dying.
It's actually a 0.02.
Excuse me. Correct. Thank you. 0.02, folks. you will die of diarrhea faster than you will of COVID-19. And we've been saying since the beginning here in this program, it's nothing to worry about. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. Even the JAMA report, I want to thank Brother Rudolph who sent it to me, said masks don't work unless you're sick. It just, if you're sick, put one on to keep you from spitting on other people, you know, coughing on them. But if you're not sick, it's not going to help you. It's going to actually hurt you.
Exactly.
And the truth is coming out. And,
you know,
it's painful.
Yeah. Exactly.
Painful,
as you're describing this, Brother Shannon, it reminds me of what we would do when we had to assault a heavily entrenched army. We would put a smoke screen up, and all these things that have the Russian dossier and the impeachment and all of those things, every one of those have been smoke screens. However, as they initiated the smoke screen, they didn't make it continuous, and the gaps in it exposed every evil element of the people doing the smokescreen. And in fact, and that looks to me like the hand of God, the finger of God, because when you have an individual is trying to divert people's attention so that they don't see the corruption and the rottenness to the core of the deep state individuals and agencies, and that's what they were trying to avoid. They didn't want anybody to look behind the curtain. But God, when they put the smokescreen up, caused them to snag a hold of the curtain and pull the curtain back so that they were exposed. Isn't that interesting?
You know, POTUS, or none of us, are smart enough to be able to do what God has done. God is literally, in his mercy, pulling the cover off of the wickedness. Is like I say, it's like the lights have been turned on and you see, wow, I'm surrounded by enemy. I'm surrounded by devils. Mm-hmm. That's a picture of Trump right now. That's a picture of the church. And yeah. God in his mercy has even preserved Trump, preserved you and I, in spite of what all these wicked players want to do. So many, we probably couldn't even name them all tonight that have an agenda that want to destroy us all. We named a few. The globalists, the communists, the Satanists, you know, the terrorist. But the bottom line, what's amazing is Trump's still alive. You and I still have freedom. But if it's not a call, an emergency call, to man the battle stations, I almost see a picture of, you know, if you're surrounded by enemies and you're trying to protect your king, you pull your sword, your shield, and you lock, you go side to side around him and you put him in the middle and you protect him. Folks, we got to lock arms and report for duty, not only for That's our right. president's sake, but for the church's sake, because God's even exposing the deep state in the church. Those that are wolves, there to feast off the sheep. Oh, yeah, we're seeing who's there for you when the going gets rough. And you can count on. Well, back to you, Jonah.
Yeah, you can see the actual church leaders that are globalists, they're not for anyone with liberty. They are, in fact, for enslavement of the entire globe.
To say this is not painful would be an understatement. Of course it's painful. God is pulling the scales off this, our eyes, and pulled the cover off of the deep, wicked root that's been going on for a long time in this country. It's got to be exposed so we can cut it out at the root. And you know what?
Amen.
God will help us in spite of ourselves. God's working on multiple levels. I'm here to say, let's rally around our president. God rebuked me that I was ready to mutiny. You know, and I praise God. Richard Grenell's gone. The peace deal did not go through. Jared Kushner's plans were dashed. And we need to pray that it continues to fail and that God expose every enemy of America, both foreign and domestic, to clean house. How else are you going to clean house, folks, unless you turn the lights on so you can see where the mold is and where the cockroaches live? Brother, I turned on the light in my bathroom and I saw a cockroach. Now, we're clean, but they come up through the drains and we found out where they're nesting. And when I flicked on the light this morning, I saw a dash, and I've already killed a couple. But unless we turned on the light, we cannot get in there and squash these bugs. We would not be able to see them. And they're everywhere in government, folks. They're even in the church. You're right, Professor Tom. Many of them have bowed their knee to the Pope. They've showed us where they stand. They're going to be standing with the false prophet and the beast when in the days ahead. Now, God sits on the throne, folks. And there's a word that says, revilers will not inherit the kingdom of God, along with a whole list of other sins. And I really never paid attention to revilers, but we got people in the church reviling our president right now. You know, if you don't agree with him out there, why aren't you praying for him? If the church, those 13 churches, don't like what's going on, why didn't they call for prayer? No, they took a stand, a vote of lack of confidence against our president. Even showed their true colors out there. I'm not going to mutiny. I'm not going to jump off the boat because I know God showed me he put Trump in. I know it. Mm-hmm. He showed me what others were shown. It wasn't of any private interpretation.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I want to repeat something here. God showed me that the mission of Trump is over there in Jeremiah 1. He says, "See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." Trump is a disruptor, folks. He's breaking the balls of many out there, and they're not happy. They want to kill him. They want to kill you and I. They're frothing at the mouth like a rabid dog to get control of the White House, and they won't let go next time. It's by the mercy of God that we even live to see this day. If Hillary had gotten in, it would have been over with. Bush, Clinton, Obama nation were seeing to the agenda of the New World Order that it get carried out. They were all compromised. They had sold out for various reasons and purposes, and they were all
they all sold their souls.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's just put it bluntly. They sold their souls.
Trump is not
going to be nice.
But I'll tell you what.
I'm past being nice.
He is surrounded by enemies. You and I want to join the enemies, folks? You want to pick up? You want to be like those that attack that man? And then you get your chance to go over there and kick him in the gut? And one guy dealt the death blow, hit him over the head with a skateboard. You want to do that? You want to do that, folks? Then you deserve what comes next. If you and I don't stand in the gap now, we deserve concentration camps because they've got them prepared for you and I. And they're just hoping to pull on your heartstrings with their propaganda campaigns that they launch on TV. Oh, poor George Floyd. It was President Trump's fault. Let's burn down America. How does that help George? Well,
yeah, you know, the peaceful demonstrations were a good statement. It was saying this should not ever happen in the United States.
Agreed.
But the minute an individual with a grin on his face looted a business or set fire to a business or set fire to a structure or shot or killed another individual, that person no longer was demonstrating. That's a separate thing. It's completely different.
Agreed.
And it is rebellion.
Agreed, Major Tom. My grandson is African American. I have children who are Indonesian American. I've got a son who's Mexican American. I had him in my young age. My nephews and nieces are Vietnamese American. They came over and escaped the fall of Saigon. The mother with her son and daughter smuggled them out. Actually got on a helicopter and got out. And I've got a father-in-law who's Indian. Don't let anybody ever say that a Mega Man is racist. I love all colors. I am a melting pot, my own family. But that in no way honored the death of George Floyd. To bust in, firebomb, throw a Molotov cocktail. There were two attorneys that were just caught the other day. From New York, throwing Molotov cocktails at the police. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
God is going
That's go ahead, lethal.
Brother, it's lethal. You probably knew of people that got burned alive over in Nam.
Yeah.
But it happens. They used to throw tires on people, douse them with gasoline, set them afire. That's what happened with a Molotov cocktail. It's like napalm dropped on you. Folks, these are murderers who would do that. And you know what? Even New Zealanders were protesting. UK is protesting President Trump. What's that about? It's because they've got Antifa connections, George Soros funding. The world is doing everything they can to kill Trump in his opportunity for re-election so they can take over America. We're the last man standing in the way of the UN State Department 7277 Small Arms Treaty, which wants to take your Second Amendment rights away. That want to take over this country. We're over here not even understanding that the enemy's at the gates. I'm talking Red Communist China, Russian Spetsnaz troops, and Dmitry Dudeman and his vision that God showed him in 1984 coming to pass. Now, if we're not careful and we abandon ship. But you know what? God's on the throne. He's going to have his will done. And we're going to find out who stays in the boat and who's mutineers. I'm not going to be part of the mutiny. I repent for anything I said against President Trump. Again, I stand by my love of Israel and why I said what I said, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. That will be resolved. What's going to be bad is if I join Antifa and those that would bring the communists right in on top of us. I'm not going to do that. I'm not blind. It's painful to see what's going on.
We'll be just as bad if we decide to support the Nazis or the Masons.
Not going to do that
either. All three are vying to get in there and to get control.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Every one of these. Every one of these. And they're all three of these factions are working to get our support.
You're right. You're exposing them, Professor Tom and Major Tom. The Fourth Reich is alive and well. Oh, yes. I have it from Harry Cooper that even and Odessa lives in Der Spinner. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, in 2020. So many groups want to take your freedom, folks. Do you understand what time it is? Turn off CNN. Turn off even Fox News. It's compromised, sadly. And tune into the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to preach the gospel. We need to cast out devils. We need to lay hands on the sick that they recover. There's souls at stake here. And if Satan can get us to turn on one another and engage in civil war, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And we're ripe for the invasion of the Red Communist Chinese Army that want to do to you like they're doing to Christians over there right now. Arrest you and harvest your organs and take the women folk. Oh, believe me, ladies out there, the communists will rape women 8 to 80 like they did when they said, like the Russians did when they invaded. Yeah, oh yeah, they said, come here, Fraulein. Fraulein, komm. That means, come here, lady. They raped age 8 to 80. The communist Chinese have been promised, you can take your wife in America. There's a shortage of women in China. And you can take your pick of the fertile farmland. That's the Russian plan. They want to come in and take our breadbasket over. They don't want to nuke America and leave a radioactive zone. They want to take the women. They want to take the fertile land. And to do that, they've got to destroy the Christian church. They've got to destroy Trump. Now, this may be radical, but God's opening my eyes. I did not know how deep the rabbit trail went of the deep state. Everywhere you look, the enemies are being exposed, and the enemies are even of Trump's own family. Jared Kushner must go. Gentlemen, any final thoughts?
Oh. One of the things that we still need to rely on and remember is that never underestimate the power of prayer. We have gotten this far already. This last weekend was supposed to be a combination of the Muslim effort with the Antifa effort, and it was supposed to include explosives. Explosions that would have destroyed buildings and people and all of that, and it didn't happen. It was supposed to happen, but it didn't happen, and that's the power of prayer.
Amen.
So don't stop praying. Keep praying earnestly.
Folks,
amen.
We can fight back and win. This is a time to take your place on the battle line. Pray for our president. Pray for the church. Stand up for the truth. And if we die with our boots on, so be it. We get a battlefield promotion. Praise the Lord. I want to thank these men of God for coming on. There's more where this comes from next week. Major Tom and Professor Tom, give out contact information on your ministry.
Okay, this is Major Tom, and I can be found at www.aliveontheedge.com. And my email is Tom, T-O-M, all lowercase, at aliveontheedge.com. Go ahead, Tom.
And I have several websites. BibleCodes.co, where you can read all about this. I put this up, and check it out every day because I'm putting up new stuff all the time. And I still am not done with this code. I've found about four more words that I don't quite understand, and I've got a friend of mine I'm going to contact who can probably help me with it. But they're calling on Egyptian gods.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
But it's BibleCodes.co. My main website is WhitestoneFoundation.org. My business site is WhiteCottagePublishing.com. And to reach me, Tom.Mack@WhitestoneFoundation.org. And keep praying. There's a lot more to be discovered here. And it's been interesting.
I believe this is an answer to prayer. I have been praying, and many others have. God, expose the wicked players here. Turn the lights on. We'll see who are the cockroaches. Let's stamp them out in the name of Jesus with the truth. Gentlemen, love you both. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for your service to this country.
Amen.
Love you both.
Okay, amen. God bless you.
Shalom.